Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, February 14th, 2019. How's it going? It's Valentine's Day. Do you have a Valentine? Oh my God. So, this is not a typical People Talk podcast because, my computer took a shit and I'm not on my computer. So I have to record this thing on my phone, this week, which is horrendous, but, it is what it is. But that's what I get. I tried to download something illicit. I tried to download something I shouldn't have downloaded on my computer for free. And, that's what happens when you try to download something, for free instead of paying for it. You pay for it. And you pay for it in, your sanity. And, what had happened was I downloaded something and of course it's loaded up with viruses, to the gills. And so, whatever these things are now slowly eating away at my hard drive and, taking up all the space. It's taking up all the space on my hard drive. So I literally can't start recording. I can't even start recording on my computer cause I'm a dumbass and I tried to steal some shit. And this is what happens when you try to steal. All right. You go to jail. So I'm cut off from my computer, for the next few days, probably. Who knows? I'm not super smart with computers, which is scary because I'm actually not too bad with computers. I'm actually decent with computers, but yet I'm still dumb enough to do this kind of stuff, like on a regular basis. So if that's me, what are the rest of you people doing? You know, I can't imagine what kind of situations most of the rest of everybody is dealing with. All right. And now I'm starting to realize why Apple is so absolutely rich and owns everything is because people probably try to download illicit things for free and then they get a bunch of viruses. And it just clogs up whatever phone or laptop they have. And then these people probably just think they need a new laptop or something. And so they just go out and buy another laptop. Well, that ain't me, okay? Because I don't use Apple products. Because I like to get into them, okay? When you're using an Apple product, there's something about them that, I don't know. It's like, I like to be able to go searching through the files and the folders that it seems like you can't really do when you're on a Mac. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but, well, this is kind of fun. I actually like doing this a little bit more because I can walk around with my phone. So hopefully this isn't too crazy loud. But I can walk and talk. Man, maybe I should just do this from now on. This is kind of fun. So anyway, what's going on? What's been happening this past week? Not much here. It has been just yet another snow city here in southeastern Wisconsin. So, the other day it had snowed as it always does overnight. You know, there's never any warning. You just wake up. Well, there is warning, but I don't pay attention to the news and therefore I don't pay attention to the weather, you know, as a direct result, which is unfortunate because I should pay attention to the weather because it's, midwinter in the Midwest. And so there's vital information. There's actually vital information in looking at the weather that I just miss. But for the most part, I just wake up and whatever happens, happens. And if there's some snow, I'm like, fuck it. I'll just drive right over that. So it seems like lately it's just been snowing like in the middle of the night. So you just wake up to like half a foot or a foot of snow. So you really have two options. You can just say screw it and just drive right over it, which is option B. That's not the preferred option, because if you drive right over snow and you just say, I'll deal with it later, what happens later is because you drove over it, you've kind of packed the snow down into this like hard crust that's next to impossible to get up. Or it will take at least, you know, like five times the effort just to get it up. So what you want to do is actually be able to get it up first before you drive over it. And then that way you've just got a clean driveway later. But that takes time. So I get up the other day and there's a bunch of snow. And I literally just roll out of bed, throw on some boots, go out and start shoveling snow. And I started shoveling snow really hard, like just, you know, giving it my all, because why not, right? You just got up. And then I felt like one of those old people that, you know, they always warn that like old people shouldn't shovel because they might keel over. Well, I keeled over. All of a sudden I just felt like I couldn't take another, you know, I couldn't push any more snow. And so I just walked in and collapsed. And I was like, holy shit, I almost died. I'm sure I didn't really die, but it's probably just not advisable to roll right out of bed and start basically working out really hardcore is what you're doing. It wasn't good. So I ended up saying screw it, and I just kind of I just cleared out where my tire tracks would go over. Like I just made lanes literally just for my tires, and that's it. And then I just backed out. I just carefully backed out down those tracks, and that's what I did. And then I got out. And so yeah, now I just have an entire driveway filled with snow that hasn't gone anywhere. And now it's just like a hardened crust. It's not going anywhere. But allegedly tomorrow it's about to be 40 degrees or something like that. So it should melt, hopefully. So what else is going on? I don't really have much this week in terms of recommendations. I've been trying to dig into some newer stuff, but I haven't found anything crazy good. And I don't know of anything that's coming out music wise anyway that like I'm really crazy excited about. Maybe I'm forgetting about something, but the Grammys were just last week. And oh my God. My buddy and I, my buddy Travis and I called Casey Musgraves' Album of the Year win like a year ago. Like that was so obvious to me. That was so obvious that her album was going to win. It's amazing. If you haven't listened to it, Golden Hour by Casey Musgraves. Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird how those award shows go. Like, it seems like the entire point of going to one is to just dress as, like, eccentrically as you possibly can. But then it seemed like a lot of, well, not a lot, but some of the major artists that people would have been looking for didn't even show up to it. So it's just weird. Like it's turning into like a weird event where it's like, do a lot of artists not even take the Grammy as an award, like seriously? Like, I don't get it. Like, obviously the Oscars, that's a very prestigious award. Golden Globes, very prestigious award, right? Emmys, very prestigious award. Movies, TVs, whatever, musicals. But what's up with, like, the music awards being, like, not as prestigious? I don't know. Like, is it just... Do people just not like the voting system or something like that? I don't know. I've never really dug into it. Like, what are the reasons why people don't like it? I don't know. It just seems weird to me. And it's also weird to me, all these award shows, because I know in order to be considered for any of those awards, you actually have to pay money to be considered, which is also hilarious to me. That, you know, anyone who wins any of those, if anyone who wins an Oscar or a Golden Globe or a Grammy, like, they've basically paid for consideration. Like, I don't know how that all works, but it's just kind of funny. So, like, how can you go there? Like, if you win, how could you get up on stage and act like you didn't see this coming, or like that you had no idea that you were going to win? Like, you paid to be considered, and then you got nominated. Like, it got whittled down to like five people, and you're one of those five people. Like, you do have a good chance of coming away with that award. Like, there's no reason for anyone. I just think it's kind of disingenuous for anyone to go up there and act like this came out of nowhere when they were paying, or other people were paying for them to basically be nominated. And then obviously it's just hilarious. You know, all the speeches and like inspirational messages that people try to put into their speeches when they win. Like, I don't mind it every once in a while, but it just gets to the point where it's every single speech, like anyone who wins, and I feel like it's especially at the Oscars, everyone who wins, they go up on stage and then they have to start with the, you know, I never would have guessed as a little boy, little girl from a small town of blah, 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 that I would ever be in this position. And everybody stick to your dreams. You really have to believe in yourself. It is going to happen for you. You know, don't let anybody tell you what you can't do and blah, blah, blah. It just gets to a point where, like, it would be, I think at this point, it would be a revolutionary act. Like, what if you won an Oscar and you just got up on stage and then you just paused there for a second? And then you just went, hey, thanks, and just walked off. And that was it. That was your entire speech. Like, that would be revolutionary at this point. That would be, like, newsworthy for you to not say something, for you to not, like, divulge your entire life story of how you got to that moment. And people would be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, how ungrateful was he? It would be a big scandal. You know, oh my God, he didn't even thank God or his parents. Oh my God. He didn't even thank his agent. Oh my God. I don't know why. I think about that a lot though. Like, about what you would say, you know, if you ever won an award and got up on stage like that. I don't have much experience winning awards. The only time I can ever remember, there's like two times in my life I've ever won an award. And the first time I won an award was in the seventh grade, and I won the citywide spelling bee championship. All right, I won it, like first place. I took first place in a citywide spelling bee championship, and they had an awards banquet breakfast somewhere. I don't know where. And I didn't show up. I wasn't there. I didn't show up for the award. I Ariana Grande'd that. I Ariana Grande'd that shit, and I didn't even show up. And I can't entirely remember, but I think it was on purpose. Like I seriously think there was like, I knew there was an awards breakfast, and I specifically didn't go. And I don't remember the exact reason, but I remember I totally missed it. And the next day I went to school, and my teacher was like, "Oh yeah, and yeah, here's your award that you won. You won first place. Didn't you know that you won first place? We had a whole like award show." And I was just like, "Hey, thanks." And walked away and took the trophy. I was like, "Hey, thanks." And the other time I won an award. Oh, the other time I was ever like at an awards thing. Okay, it was like, I think it was high school. Yeah, I don't know if so. Tell me if this is weird or if like a lot of high schools did this. So our high school, there's like, I think it was called Senior Awards. So basically the entire class goes to this award show, which is at night at school. And everybody just wins tons of awards. I don't even remember what all awards there was or what I all won, but I know I won at least two things. I remember going up at least twice. And the first award, I think I got kind of early, and I went up there and I didn't really say much. Because it was one of the first, it was really early on in the evening, and I went up there and I didn't really have anything prepared. So I just went up there and I was like, "Hey, thanks." I was like, "Hey, thanks." And I just walked off. But then everybody else who kept winning awards after that would have like speeches, or like their parents were out in the audience. So they would be like, "I'd like to thank, you know, my mom so-and-so, my dad so-and-so, and my family, everyone's here. Thank you for your encouragement and your love and your support." Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's the other thing. At that time, I was wearing a retainer. One of those removable retainers that just goes up in that like in that spot in your, you know, up in your mouth where peanut butter eyes get stuck. And then when you have one of those retainers, you kind of talk like this a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? So I was wearing a retainer too. So I think maybe that's why I didn't really talk on the first one. On the first award that I won, I was just like, "Hey, thanks." But then everyone else kept like thanking their family and their parents and everything. So when it came around and I was like, "Jesus Christ, don't let me win another award. I don't want to have to go back up there and say a bunch of stuff now. 'Cause now I can't just go up there and be like, 'Hey, thanks.' I'm going to have to go up there and be like, 'Yeah, I'd like to thank my mom and my dad and my siblings. They're all here tonight. You know, thank you for your encouragement and support.'" But I did win. I won another award. So I go up there. And then keep in mind, I had a retainer in my mouth. So I get the award, and then I go up to the mic, and I was like, "Yes." Oh, yeah. And here's the other thing I forgot to fucking mention. Everyone was like naming their parents. So they'd be like, I'd like to thank my mother, Mary, and my father, Jim. You know, they were using like names specifically. So I get up there with this retainer in my mouth, and I was like, "Yes, I'd like to thank my mother, Lori. She's out in the audience. Thank you for all your encouragement and support. Thank you, Brent. Thanks. And then I just walked off, and that was it. And that was the two times I ever had to. Those are the two big moments. Those are the two big awards, a no-show and then a keep it short and sweet with a retainer in your mouth moment. Dude, what else happened? What else has been going on? Well, looks like Ryan Adams has been busted. Ryan Adams has been Me Too'd as well. There's a report about Ryan Adams coming out about how he used to like emotionally abuse and manipulate other female artists and like coerce them, would say he would help them out in their musical careers in exchange for sexual benefits. That's real great. I mean, Jesus. You know? Are there any guys out there who don't do that? Like, honestly, at this point, are we, like, is it just every guy in Hollywood or in, like, a position of power, like in politics? Like, are they just going to go one by one until they're, you know, I'm not sticking up and defending anyone. Like, they're all just like creeps. And it's just like, it makes me think, like, you know, if you're a guy, you seriously have to think more and like consider, you know, make sure of like the way that you're conducting yourself, you know, make sure that you don't fall into some sort of pattern of behavior like that. It's like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what it is specifically that brings guys into feeling like they have to do that. And the weird thing is, it's very successful dudes. You know what I mean? It's very, like, you wouldn't think a lot of the dudes who do stuff like this would have to do this, you know, or like, you know, it seems like Ryan Adams, a rock star, many times over, more than a decade, right? Of doing it big, right? Being Mr. Rockstar, wouldn't have to resort to any like slimy behavior to get some action, you know? And the dude was married. I mean, I don't know if anything was going on. I didn't really dig into it like super deep. If anything was going on, like extraneous or whatever, but I mean, that's almost a given, right? In this day and age. I don't know. It's just really weird to me. It's like, if you, like you don't have to go to these lengths. I don't know. I just feel like these dudes are living in just such a huge fantasy world of their own making. And I don't know. Like, how do you snap them out of it? Like, how do you, I think that's what it is. I think a lot of these dudes are just living in their own little carefree la-la land that they can't get out of for whatever reason. But we all do in our own separate ways. Like, we all live in our own little bubbles, right? Of some sort. They're just different kinds of bubbles. I don't know what my bubble is. I think my bubble is that I think I don't need any help from anybody. I always think I can just do everything on my own by myself. That's like anything. That's anything artistic. It's anything work related. I always think like I'm just like gonna be Mr. Solo Dolo, right? Well, let me tell you something. Have you ever gone on one of those escape rooms? You know, it's one of these things where you get in a group of people, maybe four, five, six people, and you go to these escape rooms. It'll just be a location. It's a business where you go there, and it's a team building exercise where they quote unquote lock you in a room together. I mean, it's there's a person on the outside. Obviously, they have a key that can let you out if there's an emergency, blah, blah, blah. But they lock you in a room, and it's a smallish room. And the only way to get out is to unlock a series of puzzles, and, you know, obtain keys, right? And like the idea is maybe the fifth or sixth key, whatever, however many keys they want to do, the last key will get you out of the room. So I did one of those for the first time maybe 4 months ago. And let me tell you, that will show you how much you need other people. That'll show you how much, you know, other people can benefit you work-wise. 'Cause there's no way in hell that I would have gotten out of that room on my own in under, I would say in under 36 hours with the complexity of like what was in that room. And I was in a team of maybe like five people. And five people didn't even do it. But I don't know. You just start seeing stuff. Like if you just watch other people, because that's what I was best at, was just kind of like standing back and watching other people try to solve puzzles. And then I would just throw in my two cents as I watched them, like if I caught something. So I realized I really suck at figuring stuff out. And that other people are better than me at figuring certain things out. So it really shows you like where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. So it like instantly showed me that I am not, you know, as like Mr. Solo as I would like to think I am. Or at least like other people, whereas I think I can do everything by myself faster than trying to get help from anyone else. That absolutely not. A team is much more efficient and faster than a person working by themselves. So yeah, ultimately we did not beat that room and they had to let us out anyway. It was hilarious. And when they finally did let us out, you know, everyone kind of filed out and I just felt like I had nothing really to show and I really hadn't contributed much. So all I could do was just kind of walk out and be like, hey, thanks. You know? 'Cause that's me. All right. I think I need to, according to the timer here on my phone, it's getting close to the end of the podcast here. So I think I need to wrap this one up. I don't have anything specific here to listen to, like I was saying. I'm still looking for some new recommendations here in the new year. The new Freddie Gibbs album is coming out this year at some point, and that's easily going to be the album of the year for me in 2019, Pinata. But it remains to be seen when that one is coming out. It's really just a waiting game on Pinata at this moment. Other than that, we're going to have Ronaldo Jenkins and the Teardrops. Sounds like a show is going to be coming up here shortly in March. I will get that date to you when that comes up, but there should be a show coming up here very shortly. Other than that, that's going to be it this week for the podcast. Thank you for listening into my wandering around and rambling. Hopefully it doesn't sound like utter trash. Just coming over the phone sound recorder there. And I'm going to go try to fix my computer now. But at least I got the podcast done. Because by God, I will not fail putting this podcast out. All right. That's what you can count on. All right. That's what you can count on from me is that this podcast comes out by hell or high water. Okay. So everyone out there, have a great week. All right. And we'll catch you next time on the People Talk Podcast. See ya.